and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. High school basketball is back. Happy New Year to everybody out there as tonight we come to you live from Delaware Academy, a huge MAC girls contest here tonight in the division as Unitego travels over to take on the Delhi girls. I'm Nate Lowell. Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, I'm back up in Nate's nest, as they call it here. It's a little treacherous to get up here, but probably one of my favorite spots to broadcast the game. Really enjoy it. I always enjoy it, too, when the student section is here. They're not here tonight. The boys have an away game. Usually there's a theme going on, and it's craziness, but on the nights they play at the same time, they don't really have that. So I'll be missing that tonight, but the fans continue to trickle in. I think we'll have a good crowd here for this contest tonight. My color commentator is Morrisville Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana. Of course, you know him from helping me out with the Armadillos, my AAU team. But, Coach, thanks for making the trip down, and I know you're always here recruiting, but good to have you here in the booth as well.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'm happy I made it into the nest.
Yeah, the nest. Getting into the nest is how was that for you?
It was just a little bit of a fear of embarrassment. It looked really high up from the ground, but once I got up here, the jump wasn't too bad.
It's not bad, but I understand because every time I make that jump, I say, okay, this is the time I go,
you miss
I go
it.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, you miss it, and I told the people around me, if I bumble this, just ignore it. Don't help me. I'll just leave.
It's worth it, though, because I like sitting up here. It's a cool vantage point for this, for the games, and we've seen a lot of really good games over the years from sitting up here in Nate's nest.
Yeah.
So
it's great. It's like the All-22.
Yeah, it really is. It's a different angle. I really enjoy it. So we're going to take a quick break. When Ryan and I come back, we'll break some things down. We'll talk about why he ends up in our neck of the woods quite often for his Morrisville team. So we have the Delhi girls hosting Unitego, a huge MAC contest in the division here tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto pregame show live from Delaware Academy. The Delhi girls hosting Unitego. My first chance looking at Delhi this year, getting a chance to watch their game. We've seen Unitego twice, and they're coming in losing two straight games in the Cooperstown tournament, so you know that Coach Z is going to have his team fired up to play here tonight against Delhi. So again, my color commentator tonight, Ryan Mahana from SUNY Morrisville. Coach, you're down this way a lot. I know you've already, you know, kind of made the trek up and down Route 10 a bunch this year, going over to South Courtright in various places. But, you know, what brings you down to this neck of the woods is you have a ton of Section 4 kids on your roster these days.
we do now, and really the lifeblood of the SUNY Morrisville women's basketball program, is this neck of the woods. Starting in 2013-14, when the coaching staff brought in Jordan Anderson, they weren't very good, and they weren't organized, and they were just a bad team and also not a team. And she was the first real player, small school, small kid.
Yeah, Unadilla Valley kid, yep.
And it started there. And a decade later, we have multiple conference championships that were won with those kids from Oneonta High School, South Courtright, GMU now, and BG. And we're young, and we're going to get back there. But as we transition to the SUNYAC, we've had the good fortune to be kind of hand-selected to replace some of the teams leaving that league, but we're still going to be playing with the Cortland, New Paltz, big programs, and we're not going to get away from it. There's still players here in this part of the state that can help us win games at that level, too. So it's never going to really change. Obviously, Armadillo is a big part of it for me, selfishly. Even most of those players, as you know, don't ever play for SUNY Morrisville. Right. Some of them do, and many of them don't, and I really value those relationships too, which kind of brings me out tonight more than anything.
Yeah, a couple of these players that we're watching here tonight have played Armadillos in the past or will play with us this spring. In case you don't know, Armadillos, I mean, we talk about it all the time, but it's our local kind of grassroots AAU club. We do it for the local girls. And we have kids from all around the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, the STACK. And, we've really started to pick up some Binghamton area kids and Ithaca area kids. It's been really fun. And we're excited to get some of these girls that are on the floor to join us here this spring when really it's just about keeping a basketball in your hand.
Yeah.
When they have no other options.
I say to the girls, it's like the senior class that you earned. You were a really good student your whole career, and you worked hard, and now you can just kind of hang out with other good students and have fun, but the basketball version.
Yeah.
They're all so good and talented that we don't have to really worry about anything else other than, like you said, having a ball in their hands and sometimes making new friends, too.
I mean, it's one of my favorite things is seeing kids who maybe have been rivals for 3, 4, 5 years. And when I say, this person's on the team, and they go, oh, I don't know. And then, they're great friends 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
So kind of funny. But I just, before we jump into it here, want to look at the standings coming into tonight's game. This is Division One. The MAC girls is split up into two divisions. So Division One is Unitego, Delhi, Sydney, Walton Downsville, and DH. The other division is Oxford, UV, Green, BG, and Harpersville. So right now, Unitego is 1-0 in the division. Delhi is 1-0 in the division. Unitego's 4-0 in the league. Delhi's 3-1. So this division here is going to be really tough. And over the next couple of days, we have some battles between Unitego, Delhi, and Sydney. So they're all going to be facing off, and we're going to have some early January great games. So and it all starts here tonight. And we'll take a break as we're going to have the national anthem, the starting lineups. When we come back, Unitego girls visiting Delhi here tonight. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. A little loud in here for the starting lineups here. Unitego girls taking on Delaware Academy tonight here at DA. First for Unitego and longtime head coach Bob Z, they start with senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, a junior number 10, Madison Bertzel, a freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel, a junior number 22, she's the one to watch, Lizzie Kraft, and a freshman number 24, Ivy Tice. On the other side for head coach Todd Bruce and his Delaware Academy girls team, of course, state champions in Class D back in 2018 for Coach Bruce. They start with number 2, a senior, Natalie Vrendenberg, averaging right around 19 points a game. It'll be her and Lizzie going toe-to-toe here tonight. A junior number 4, Kylie Cheshire, a freshman number 10, Tyler Epps, a junior number 11, Victoria Verspore, and a 7th grader, yes, you heard it right, number 15, Danielle Ennis. And Danielle has the potential to be one of the great next ones to come out of our area. So Unitego is in the road green uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delaware Academy in the home whites with the maroon and the gray trim. Says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering there. So, Ryan, I expect a slow-down, low-scoring, physical pressing type of game. So I'll be interested to hear your take on the X's and O's. You know a bunch of these players pretty well. If Delhi throws an early press, what do players like Bailey and Harley have to do for Unitego here?
Like any other press situation, it's breaking it, yes, but then it's running offense. So once you get down into three-point line extended area, can you get into your stuff, get yourself a good shot, because, yes, sometimes it is about forcing turnovers, but it's more often about forcing a bad shot.
Here we go, and the opening tip is tapped out of bounds, and it looks like Delhi will have it. And so Delhi will be going right to left, and we'll see what early defense Coach Z decides to come out in here. With Lizzie Kraft standing under the hoop, one of the best players in our area this season for Unitego. Delhi setting up, going right to left, left wing side. Back to Tyler Apps at the top of the key, settling in now for the Bulldogs. They go to Vrendenberg, chest pass far side. They go to Inst in the corner. Her jumper is long. Rebound tracked down by Tyler, and that ball out of bounds going back to Unitego. And so the Spartans will get it in. Here comes some full-court pressure from Unitego. Delhi likes to dial it up, and it comes to Harley Bertzel. She will dribble out of it as Unitego goes left to right. Again in the green with the white trim. Harley dumping one off for Madison Bertzel. 30 seconds in, scoreless here as both teams feel each other out.
Mays 15 on the clock there before they got into any action.
Ball trying to go down low for Kraft, knocked out of bounds and going back to Delhi. Coach Bruce always has something fun to dial up on D. And now Unitico coming with some full court pressure. And the Bulldogs will get it in. They go to Innes and back to the far side for Verspoor. Now to Cheshire, and they do get it across midcourt left side. Tapped away, though. Good hands by Bailey McCoy, but Brendenburg's able to steal it back for Delhi. They'll look to wheel it around to the right wing for Cheshire. Pump fakes. Pass to the interior. Cannot find the hands of Verspoor and out of bounds. So a minute in, we're scoreless. Both teams trying to feel each other out a little bit. Spartans will have the ball, and more full-court pressure coming here from the Bulldogs. And we've seen a lot of games in the high 20s and low 30s over the years because of the defense of these two teams. Lizzie Kraft is able to dump one off here to Caitlin Henn, and she's able to put it up and in. And it's a 2-0 lead for Unitico, and then Delhi with a travel as they got it in, going right back to the Spartans.
Delhi's full-court pressure is actually a box and one on Bailey McCoy. So when you see them come down, you'll see that there is a defender still face guarding her in the half court.
We'll keep an eye on that as Delhi electing to go with a special defense here tonight. 6:45. Yeah, Tyler Apps is right in her shorts, trying to take away. My guess is to get the ball away from getting an early entry pass there to Lizzie. Here is Madison Burtzel pushing it out with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. Madison Burtzel tried a bounce pass to the interior, knocked away. She gathers it right back up. 8 on the shot clock. They go to Kraft. Back inside here for Caitlin Henn. Gets tied up. Now 2 on the shot clock. Kraft with a long jumper from the left corner. It's short. Gets her own rebound. Steps through, and they'll call a travel here with 6:15 to go in the first. Coach Ryan with that early smile over there.
It probably wasn't a travel. That's okay. The plan to take away Bailey means we don't think you can really run your offense without her, and we can't always control what Lizzie does anyway, right?
I like that, yeah. Bulldogs with the basketball. Coach Bruce always coming up with a different strategy, and we'll see how Unitico handles it. They have an early 2-0 lead 2 minutes into the first quarter. Brendenburg will kick one back out to Tyler Apps on the far side. Her jumper is partially blocked. Ball taken away, and Unitico will gather it up. Madison Burtzel ahead to Harley, streaking down the left side, and she's fouled by Brendenburg as Burtzel tried to take it to the rim with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And this will send Harley Burtzel to the line. Again, Unitico coming in off 2 losses in the Cooperstown Dick White tournament. Lost to Class A Whitesboro, and then they fell to Cooperstown in the consolation game. Some of their guards struggling to shoot in those games. Burtzel gets the first one to go here. If she heats up, she can certainly be deadly. 3-0 lead here for Unitico as Burtzel settles in for her second shot. If you're a Unitico fan, you want to see the ball go through the hoop for her early. And she goes 1 out of 2. Kraft with a big-time rebound on the left low block. Cannot get the second chance to go. And Danielle Innes, the seventh grader, with a rebound. Long pass ahead, finds Brendenburg, and she's in for the layup and is fouled on the left wing side. Nice pass there from Danielle over the top of the defense.
Finishing possessions and getting out to run is going to be the key because it's clear that they're going to see a lot of 2-3s, make shots, you know. So if they can get out and get some easy ones, that'll loosen it up for them.
Brendenburg at the line, again, averaging right around 19 this season, and she hits that. And so we're tied up 3-3 between Delhi and Unitico, 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Unitico quickly down the floor. They find Madison Burtzel on the left wing side in front of the Delhi bench. Now to the top of the key, finding Kraft. Into the breadbasket here for Henn, looking for options. Finds Madison Burtzel, long 2, left it short. Kraft with a rebound. Tried to feed one back out to Henn, and she does. Her shot's off the front of the rim, and a rebound by Verspoor. Delhi in transition. Here is Apps. Tries to toss one up, and a rebound here by Danielle Innes, up and in. I could see eyebrow raised there from Coach.
One time. Didn't even touch the floor.
Makes it 5-3. She just has some of that natural athletic ability, and she can be fun to watch, especially as a seventh grader on varsity. 4:50 to go here in this first quarter. Delhi leads 5-3. Kraft to the left side of the floor looking for options. Goes to Caitlin Henn near the right elbow. Henn doesn't want to put it on the floor. Instead, leaves it for Madison Burtzel. They try to go inside for Kraft, and they knock it away here with Brendenburg. Right side, Natalie steps through the defense and is fouled with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Nice job taking it right to the rim, and she'll be back to the line for 2.
The Unitico coaching staff is frustrated, but you know, you take out your primary ball handler to get you into stuff, your possessions aren't strong, you're not getting great looks, run out. I know the feeling.
Brendan Berg at the line, hits the first. And, I would think, as an average fan, you'd think, oh, they're just going to focus on Lizzie. But a nice strategy by Coach Bruce as Brendan Berg goes 2-for-2.
It's that Belichick, take out the second best receiver with your best corner.
I like that. 7-3 now. Vredenberg with 5 points for Delhi. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. Spartans with the ball going left to right. Again in the green with the white trim. In front of the Delhi bench, they go to McCoy, who's being closely shadowed here by Tyler Apps of Delhi. Back out, Madison Burtzel misses the three, and Danielle Innes with the rebound. And she's looking to run. Passes ahead for Vredenberg. Splits the defense again and is fouled with 4:05 to go in the first. And Vredenberg is making life hard for Unitego getting to the rim.
Their average length of possession is about 6 seconds right now.
Yeah, they're right up the floor. And how about having one of your seventh-grade bigs be able to handle the ball like that? That's a nice luxury.
That's impressive, but what's more impressive is her ability to follow a game plan. She is closing short when she's being told to close short. She's in help. Like, it's clear that she's been given a pretty advanced game plan, and she's executing it so well.
Timeout here taken by Unitego. We'll take a break. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Delhi Girls 7, Unitego 3. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:05 to go, first quarter. Delhi girls leading Unitego 7-3 here at DA. I'm Nate Lull, joined by SUNY Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach Ryan Mahana. Coach in the house tonight, checking out some of our local talent. Danielle Innes will do the inbound and tried to bounce it off the back of Harley Burtzel. It backfires here. She couldn't quite scoop it up. Harley will take it the length of the floor and scores for Unitego.
That's a brave seventh grader.
Makes it 7-5. I don't know if that's what Coach Bruce drew up in the timeout. Here's Danielle. Kicks one back to Lexi Davis, who's another freshman who's in the lineup. They go to Cheshire straight away. Three. And the bank is open late here. Must be DNBD's got those extra hours, and she puts it in. Makes it 10-5. And Cheshire with her first bucket of the game. Big time for the Bulldogs. 3.5 to go, first quarter. 10-5 our score. And here is Avery James checking in for the first time for Unitego. Now goes to Harley Burtzel. Steps in, 15-footer. Died on the front of the rim. Hen with a rebound. Works one back out for Bailey McCoy. McCoy, triple threat position. Splits the D. And finds Avery James into the teeth of the defense. Back out Kraft. Good in and out, but that shot won't go down. James is able to track down the rebound for Unitego.
The one thing with doing these sort of junk defenses, these specialty defenses, you have to stay disciplined.
McCoy gets free for a jumper from the foul line, misses it.
Delhi's lucky there. Those easy misses, people were jumping out of position. They got to be careful.
First four with the rebound. Now they go to Davis, and DA is back in the offense here with 2:45 to go in the first quarter, going right to left. Here's Cheshire, top of the key, bounce pass, finding Lexi Davis. A lot of youth out on the floor here for the Bulldogs tonight. Cheshire finds Tyler Apps on the far side, 5 on the shot clock. They go back to Cheshire, pump fakes, but traveled with 2 on the shot clock. It's a turnover going back to Tego.
I'd really like to see Coach Bruce use Ennis the high post. They're really struggling getting a paint catch, and with her working the baseline, it's great, but it doesn't have as much value if you can't get it past foul line extended.
We'll see if he makes that move or not throughout the course of this game as Delhi leads 10-5 with 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Here is Avery James, again top of the key, settling in on Unitego for offense here. Bailey McCoy gets a key. They try a little give and go. Forced it to the interior for Kraft. She gets tied up. Jump ball will keep it with the Spartans with 11 on the shot clock.
Beautiful help rotation from Delhi there.
Yeah, really jammed it up. Didn't give him much room. And Bailey McCoy to the left of the basket will do the inbound duties. And they go to Harley Burtzel. How aware is Unitego of the shot clock here as they get it down to 5? McCoy on the right side tries to float one into the teeth of the defense for Harley Burtzel. It's too tall. Back to D.A.
White jerseys everywhere for her.
It's one thing that Coach Bruce has, a lot of good athletes on this team that can have that high engine. 1:50 to go, first quarter, 10-5 our score. Here is Tyler Apps on the right side of the floor now for D.A., kicked out of bounds by Harley Burtzel, though. Stay tuned a little later. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Busy night around the area tonight with lots of big night on the girls' side, especially in the MAC. Delhi boys are taking a road trip down to Section 9 to play Class B James O'Neill. So we'll see if we can get a check-in on them as well. 1:48 to go here, first quarter. Delhi girls leading 10-5 in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Delaware Academy. Tyler Apps with a bounce pass, finding Vrendenberg to the interior, and she scores 7 points early for Natalie.
Unitigo showed a possession of 1-3-1 there and just kind of fell apart.
12-5, good execution as Delhi leads over Unitigo. Here is Avery James back to Harley Burtzel. Burtzel, a little crossover, gets into the paint, dumps one off here for Caitlin Henn. Her shot off the front of the rim. Unitigo struggling to finish. Burtzel a rebound, kicks one back out to Kraft near midcourt with 1:15 to go in this first quarter. Pass right back inside to Burtzel. She missed it. Henn with a rebound, works it back out, left elbow. Jumper for Kraft, no, and they can't buy a basket right now. McCoy a rebound, keeping the possession alive. And now Kraft zips one through the defense off the hands of Caitlin Henn, and it goes back to D.A.
They can't buy a basket, but the quality of the looks are tough. There's a lot of long twos, you know, kind of last-second looks. Those are tough shots to make.
Minutes ago, first quarter, Delhi girls leading 12-5. Pass to the interior here for Danielle Innist. Out here for Lexi Davis. Her shot is long. Rebound, though, for D.A. Verspoor is able to track it down. Leaves one for Vrendenberg. On the interior, steps through, and it was stripped cleanly this time by Kraft. Ahead for the Spartans. Unitigo with the ball. Harley Burtzel thought about a fadeaway jumper, thought better of it, gets it back to Kraft, takes it through the defense, and just misses the little layup inside. Did everything but finish. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Delhi over the timeline, into the corner for Innis. Inside now for Tyler Apps, and she finishes. And Delhi with a 14-5 lead over Unitigo. A little unexpected here. 15 seconds to go, first quarter.
Tyler's spending a lot of energy face guarding Bailey McCoy everywhere, but she's running a great floor game on the other end.
Kraft with a jumper, too strong off the back of the rim. 3 seconds left. Apps at midcourt with the heave, and it's short. But Delhi with a great first quarter. They lead 14-5 over visiting Unitigo. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Delhi girls jump out to a 14-5 lead over Unitigo after the opening quarter. Coach, your thoughts? We were saying during the break, can't get much better for DA right there in that first quarter.
Take away the bank three,
yeah.
Right? Those are lucky. Unitigo missed a couple bunnies, just a couple. So the score is not as bad as it may seem, but 14-5 is a good start, especially, you know, you're at home, you want to start well. I'm really impressed with these young players from Delhi. The poise, the competitiveness, like I said, they're following a game plan that shows a ton of maturity.
Coach Bruce was not afraid to bring some of these young players up. He said, I know we'll have our struggles, but I think with having some great veteran leadership from girls like Natalie, to have along with the younger players, it's been a good mix. Pass to the interior here for Tyler Apps' shot was short, out of bounds, back to Unitigo.
I love that adjustment, though. So Tyler's hitting the wing and then flashing the high post. You have one of your better ball handlers in there as a decision maker. It's always a good move.
Here's Unitigo back down the floor again, going left to right. Avery James, three-point line extended straight away from the basket. Dribbles to the right wing side. Chest pass now to Harley Bertzel. 15 on the shot clock here early in the second quarter. Unitigo trailing 14-5. Kraft on the baseline. Works one back out. Bertzel for three. Left it short. And they can't get the rebound before it goes out. DA making them shoot from the outside. And so far, Unitigo can't cash in. And a tremendous job so far on defense by Tyler Apps here for Delhi, just chasing Bailey McCoy around relentlessly.
And then running the offense.
Yeah, she's got a motor for sure. Left side here for Lexi Davis, into the corner here for Danielle. Now back out to Lexi Davis, far side. Brendan Burke splits the defense into the paint. The baby jumper too strong. Rebound for Danielle Innes. Kicks one back out, keeps it alive. Finds Brendan Burke for three. Wide left there, tipped off the rim. Rebound Unitigo. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Here's McCoy over midcourt. They go to the left side for Harley Bertzel in front of the DA bench. Bertzel zips one back for Avery James. Lost control of it for a second. Now finds Kraft in the left corner. Swirls in and out. And again, Unitigo cannot buy a bucket. DA with a rebound.
A shot I'm sure Coach Bruce is happy with, though. Long two. Right? 17-footer.
Here's Brendan Berg on the baseline. Tried to feed one through the teeth of the defense. Finds Tyler Apps on a broken play, and she scores. And Delhi leads 16-5 here with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. A surprising jump-out lead here for the Bulldogs in this key MAC division game. Spartans with the ball. They try to pass it in. Bailey McCoy saves it from going out, and somehow it finds its way back to Harley Bertzel, who steps in. Little five-footer there won't go. Rebound is loose. Ball on the floor, tied up, and the arrow will keep it with Unitigo. Again, Spartans getting looks, but a lot of it is from the outside, tough angles. Shots look good, but, boy, they just won't go in here tonight.
And even if they do go in, Coach Bruce will be okay with it. You know, their shots for where the defense wants.
Unitigo on the baseline. They'll look to work it in. They go to Harley Bertzel. Floats one back up. Avery James straight away three. Short rebound, Lizzie Kraft. And, boy, her second chance rebound won't go in. And now coming away with the loose ball is Tyler Apps for DA. Takes it the length of the court and scores. Nice move there.
Great control.
18-5, Delhi on top. What a start here for the Bulldogs. Avery James dribbles to the right side now for Unitigo. They're desperately trying to find a way to see the ball go through the hoop. Harley Bertzel in the right wing corner. Now to Bailey McCoy. Feeding one back to Bertzel. Gets along the baseline. Tries to find Ivy Tice through her hands. Out of bounds and back to Delhi. Back to Delhi. 5:15 to go, second quarter, and Delhi leads 18-5. Timeout's going to be taken. We'll step away to catch up here. Again, Delhi girls leading Unitigo 18-5 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
5:15 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull, joined tonight by Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach Ryan Mahana. Delhi, an 18-5 lead, and we were just saying during the break, Ryan, we're so impressed. Long way to go in this game, but the youth of Delhi looks great here tonight.
Yeah, and I know Unitago's frustrated, and I know the feeling. They've missed a couple layups. You know, Lizzie finally gets an offensive rebound on the doorstep, just misses it because you get so tight that you can't score. You know, they've played a quarter and a half of basketball. They have 5 points, and it builds on you. I would like to see if Bailey gets a rebound, keep it and handle the ball, right? Don't pass it just to get into the offense. Like, try to make a play, get downhill, get inside-out jump shots, find Lizzie at the block, you know, get a good possession.
Here is Delhi out of the timeout with the basketball. They go to Natalie Vrendenberg, who has 7 points so far tonight to lead the Bulldogs. Danielle Innist in the left corner here for the Bulldogs. Dribbles to the high post, lost control of it for a minute, but gets it back here to Tyler Apps. Back out for Danielle into the right corner. 8 on the shot clock here. Delhi trying not to panic. They find Vrendenberg through the defense. Left-handed layup is good for Natalie Vrendenberg. And it's not flashy, but she finds ways to score. It's 20-5.
Great left-handed finish.
Here is Lizzie Kraft down the right side for Ivy Tice. And the Spartans have not scored in several minutes now. Much like in the Cooperstown tournament, they went long stretches where they just really struggled to score. Top of the key now for Harley Bertzel. Steps in, and it goes wide to the left, and the rebound is saved by Avery James. And then stripped away here by Vrendenberg. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Vrendenberg finding Verspoor underneath, and she finishes.
Those are backbreakers. You know, you're focusing on the main players and a really strong, you know, rim run from her. 2 points. Man, great hustle.
22-5 now is... Verspoor is able to finish, and a traveling violation on Lizzie Kraft.
And perfectly timed, because I was just going to point out that she's been doing an unbelievable job defending Lizzie. Physical, angles, smart, making good decisions.
Yeah, what a start here. I think a collective gasp from Unitego fans so far. Not what we expected here tonight. As Delhi leads 22-5 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Lexi Davis, another young player for three. Wide left, rebound Lizzie Kraft. Outlet pass to Harley Bertzel. Streaks down the right side. And Harley stops, little stutter step. Works one back out for Kraft on the right side. As Unitego tries to settle into it. Bertzel forces up a three, missed it, and a rebound for Danielle Innist. And she'll bring it back down the floor. Left side now for Vrendenberg. Tries to dump one off for Verspoor. Steps in. Works one back out. Really didn't have any options there. 15 on the shot clock. They go back to Tyler at the top of the key. She'll leave one for Danielle Innist. Lexi Davis now into the corner for Vrendenberg. 5 on the shot clock. Goes inside and scores again. She's just finding those lanes, Coach.
That's where Unitego has to take some ownership. You know, I know they're having a hard time scoring, but the 2-3 is just, they're letting them get whatever they want.
As Delhi leads 24-5 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Lizzie Kraft finally gets one to go from the right elbow.
Now they have to get some stops and make Delhi feel a little uncomfortable. Here's another run out.
Vrendenberg to the rim and is fouled by Bertzel. And Vrendenberg is just getting to the rim almost any time she wants.
You have to wonder if it was a discussion to the point where they said, hey, they're going to crash offensive rebounds. We trust we can get the defensive rebounds with one or two people take off. It's just too much of a coincidence to have be on the right-hand side gone for all these breakaway layups.
Every time. And it's been very successful here. Vrendenberg to the line with 11, misses the first shot here. So she's stuck on 11 for the moment.
Well, like you said, you have a seventh grader getting every rebound and pushing it up to half court and making the pass.
That helps. Vrendenberg, 1 out of 2 at the line. She's got 12. Unitego will get it in. Danielle played for one of our WCDO-sponsored Gus Macker teams this summer, and she was just tremendous. I made sure I got over to all their games because I just loved watching her play. Unitego with the ball now. Avery James tries to throw it up, missed it, and guess what? Danielle, another rebound. Ahead now for Tyler Apps as they settle in on offense. Delhi girls leading Unitego 25-7 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Danielle Innist now on the baseline, works one back out. Vrendenberg into the defense, up off the glass and scores. What a tough finish.
That's just a tough finish. Off one.
14 now for Vrendenberg. Coming right up on her season average here with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Kraft with a jumper from the foul line, no. Apps with a rebound, lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Unitego, they say. It's going back to the Bulldogs. And what a first half for Tyler Apps here. She has run all over the place. And it's been on both ends of the floor. And McCoy now to the bench for a little breather with 1:50 to go second quarter. And Delhi leading 27-7. So Tyler Apps across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few minutes. Brendenburg has her pocket picked by Bertzel at midcourt. She takes it in and hits the layup.
They're going to need more of that. They're going to need to force some turnovers, make them uncomfortable, get some easy ones.
Makes it 27-9 with a minute 30 to go in the second quarter. Delhi left side going right to left on your dial. Getting it to Danielle Innes at the top of the key. Back to Tyler here. Bounce pass left side. Brendenburg tees up a three and buries it. 17 in the first half for Brendenburg. And a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. It's 30-9 Delhi. Kraft with just 2 points. Now leaves it back off Bertzel. Jumper is a little short. Popped up off the rim. Rebound for the Spartans. And here is Madison Bertzel. Right side now Avery James. Trying to take it to the interior. Has to work it back out. Door was shut there. Madison Bertzel now on a backdoor cut. Finds Lizzie Kraft. A tough finish up off the glass there for Lizzie. Makes it 30-11 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock here. Tyler Apps near midcourt. Little crossover, gets into the paint. Bounce pass down low. Jumper is in and out for Delhi. Out of bounds going back to Unitego. That jumper was for Rebecca Verspoor, who just came off the bench. As it's been Victoria, who's been in and starting for most of the game here. Lexi Davis back in, giving Tyler Apps a well-deserved breather here.
Yeah, with Bailey out.
Makes sense. 25 seconds left, second quarter. Unitego, it feels like a big possession here if they could get one going into the break. Spartans with the ball. Harley Bertzel, right side, sees some opening and takes it inside. It rolls off the rim, and Danielle with a rebound. 12 seconds left, second quarter. Ahead now for Lexi Davis. 15-footer for her off the front of the rim. Rebound, Cheshire. Back out, Davis. Another three. Got it.
What a backbreaker.
A dagger from Lexi Davis at the buzzer. And I said this game might be around 30 points, and Delhi's got 33 at the half, leading 33-11 here, Coach.
That was a really tough sequence at the end there. When you are struggling to score and the shot clock's turned off, you got to get the last shot, right? You can't, unless it's a wide open layup, you have to get a good shot, and it has to preferably be the last one, or else what happens just happens. You give up a three, and a six-point swing potentially when you're already struggling. So we'll have to see what adjustments are made here.
Unbelievable first half for Delhi. Probably the best they have played this season, and really tremendous. We'll take a break here. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report when we come back. The Delhi girls with a 33-11 lead over Unitego at the break. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, start of the second half. Delhi with the ball and a three from Brendenburg. Out of bounds, missed that one. 15 seconds in, it's going to stay with Delhi. Brendenburg was getting her ankle taped up at halftime there by Coach Bruce over on the bench. Interested to see. I didn't notice anything in the first half in terms of her, you know, tweaking it or rolling it, but we'll keep an eye on her. She does look like she's got a little limp to her.
I was going to say, she's moving very gingerly.
Here is Danielle Innes down low. Shot was blocked. And here's Lizzie Kraft back down the floor as Unitego goes right to left. As Kraft tries to step through. Yeah, and Brendenburg definitely running a little gingerly here. Good pass ahead, though, to Tyler Atz, and she is fouled. If Delhi keeps this lead, we'll see if Coach Bruce decides to take her out earlier than normal. Maybe it's something she came in with, I'm not sure, but definitely limping more than I noticed in the first.
I was just about to say someone who's not running gingerly is Tyler Atz.
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of gingerly is.
Yeah, she has been all up and down the floor here tonight. And she gets her first foul shot to go. She's got 7 points.
Just unbelievable motor.
Very high energy. Have really enjoyed watching her, even when she was at the JV level the last couple of years. And 2 for 2 at the line. comes from a great athletic family here in town, and I expect big things for her down the road for sure. Unitego with the ball, again going right to left. It is Delhi 35, Unitego 11. Here is Bailey McCoy, works one out, and now to Madison Bertzel. Nice steal there by Lizzie Kraft down low. Zips one over for Caitlin Henn, and that's good execution.
Exactly my point at halftime. Get her a touch in the post. Triple team layup.
35-13. A great pass there by Lizzie to a wide-open Caitlin Henn for the finish.
Now can they get stops?
Delhi with the ball, going left to right. White uniforms tonight with the maroon and the gray trim. A floater here for Kylie Cheshire. Rolls off the front of the rim. Out of bounds going to Unitego. Lizzie with 4 points, averaging right around 19 as well here for the season. So she's going to have to find a way to get the ball in the hoop here tonight. Harley Bertzel with a shot from the foul line, and she gets knocked on the arm. And we'll head to the line here. 6:38 to go, third quarter. 35-13 our score. I'm Nate Lull, joined by SUNY Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach Ryan Mahana here tonight. Jim Tomeo, of course, is our producer back in our Sydney studio. As Harley gets the first shot to go with a little shooter's touch.
I've had a little bit of experience this season playing from behind, and you always talk about trying to play in increments, right? First 4 minutes, next 4 minutes, and you get it below 20, 15, 10, and you just always got to have a goal be within 10 at the end of the third.
7 points now as Bertzel goes 2 for 2, 35-15 our score. Delhi with the ball. Left side now for Vrendenberg. Dishing one off for Cheshire. Back to the left side in front of the Delhi bench. This is Vrendenberg. Looking for some options here. McCoy is right in her grill, not giving her much room. 6:15 to go here in the third. Vrendenberg pump fakes on a three. Steps through. Tries to get through the defense. Knocked out of bounds and is going to go back to Unitego. Our good friend Ben Patton down there shooting his photos tonight for the Walton Reporter. Make sure to check those out this week as they always do a great job. As Unitego finds themselves trailing 35-15 with 6 minutes to go in the third. Left side of the floor now for Bertzel. Going to Lizzie Kraft. Good move, shifting in, and scores.
Downhill, downhill, downhill. Shots at the rim.
Makes it 35-17. I would not be surprised to see a Tego run here. Can Delhi hold them off? Vrendenberg dribbles it out of bounds, going back to Tego, and here comes some momentum for the Spartans. And that timeout's taken here by Delhi. Sorry, Coach.
No, it's okay. Natalie's limping pretty good. It's interesting. She's still attacking the rim.
Right.
You know, she's still being aggressive, but anytime there's a stoppage in play, she's dragging that foot pretty significantly.
We'll keep an eye on that. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Delhi girls lead 35-17, early third quarter on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Unitego with the ball. Unitego girls trailing on the road here at Delhi 35-17 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Lizzie Kraft leaving it off for Caitlin Henn. No, can't get that shot to go. Rebound, though, for Madison Bertzel. Bertzel resetting the offense here for Unitego. They go to Harley Bertzel right side. Harley waiting for a screen, doesn't get it, takes it in anyways. Shot was short, rebound Danielle Innes. And her ball is taken back here, jump ball, as Harley got a piece of it. Arrow keeps it with Tego. 5:20 to go here in the third, and Bailey McCoy on the baseline will look to get it in. Does to Lizzie Kraft, now to Harley Bertzel. Going back to Bailey in the corner. Baseline drive here for her. She finds Caitlin Henn at the high post. Rushed the shot, left it short, but another rebound for the Spartans. Madison Bertzel now finding Kraft. Right low block and got stripped. Vrendenberg comes away with it. Tried to feed it to a teammate. Out of bounds and staying with Unitego.
That is a great execution of what we call the late double. As soon as the big puts it on the floor, then you go. And she did a nice clean strip. Didn't finish out the possession.
Unitika will get it in to Harley Bertzel. And now to Bailey McCoy. They're handing it off around the three-point arc here. They find Kraft in the interior. It was partially blocked, it looks like. Ball pinballs to the far side. Somehow Bertzel saved it. 15 on the shot clock. Madison Bertzel now to McCoy. 10 on the shot clock as Bailey gets through the defense. Finds Caitlin Henn. It's tapped out of bounds by Danielle Innes. And 7 on the shot clock. Teagle will keep it.
That's a shot I'd like to see Bailey take. Right? She gets 2 feet in the paint. She's got to put one up on the rim.
Kraft gets the pass. Finds Caitlin Henn, who is fouled with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Lizzie again continuing to draw the double teams.
I think Lizzie's a great mid-range jump shooter, but every time she shoots one, it's a win for Delhi at this point. You have a lead, right? You can't do anything about her at the rim.
I'll be interested to see as we get closer on, as Caitlin Henn misses the first shot, will she start to become more selfish and just start to put those shots up?
At some point, everyone has to make that decision who's the primary scorer for their team, and they're behind.
And here is Henn at the line. Second shot, no. A shooter violation, and it's going to go back to Delhi, and that hurts, right? The clock is stopped. You're looking for 2 free points, and you come away empty there.
And Lizzie had 2 right at the rim.
Tough break for Unitigo. Brendan Berg had that ankle taped up at halftime, but is hanging in there so far despite a noticeable limp. Tyler Apps gets stripped here at midcourt. Lizzie Kraft will take it away. Left side now for McCoy. Little give and go back to Kraft. Spin move up off the glass, and she scores. Lizzie's starting to take over. She's got 8 points. Makes it 35-19. Still a big hole. Delhi trying to answer. Inside for Verspoor. That's partially blocked, and Unitigo comes away. Only 2 points so far in the second half for Delhi after being red hot in that first half.
Big possession here. Get a good one.
Kraft to the right side now. Madison Bertzel. They go inside for Ivy Tice. Back out. Bertzel. Foot on the line for a 2, they say. And Bertzel's able to hit that for her first point of the night. It's a 14-point game. 35-21. Cheshire pump fakes. Steps in. Jumper for her. Left it short. Gets her own rebound. Pitches it back out. But we got a foul on the floor here with 3:35 to go third quarter. Delhi girls leading 35-21, but Unitigo clawing back in here, Coach.
Yeah, we talked about get it to 10. We start the fourth, right? That's 14.
Very doable still here for Unitigo. Brendan Berg tries to feed it in on the out-of-bounds play, and it's taken away. The defense has come alive now for the Spartans. Bertzel across midcourt here. Madison with the ball over the Bulldogs logo there. Now to Bailey McCoy. Bounce pass, finding Kraft on the baseline left side. Spin move for Kraft, fade away, got it.
That's the kind of patience she needs to show. She doesn't need to be in any hurry.
35-23 with 3:10 to go here in the third. Delhi in desperate need of a bucket. Danielle Innes, the seventh grader, does everything but finish for Spore a rebound, and that won't go in. Ryan, maybe it's just this basket down here.
No, maybe it's the side that we're on. It's the Nest side.
The Nest is bad luck here tonight for whoever's coming this way. Madison Bertzel, a jumper. Yes! Another long 2.
I honestly think it's bad luck for decision-making. It's, you know, because it's kind of, now it's Delhi, rushing shots. Yeah, it was a nice-looking finish, but, you know, they didn't need it. They have a lead. What are you playing fast for? But you're getting pressed. You start to play fast.
2:50 to go in the third. Back to a 10-point game. Delhi girls 35-25 over Tego. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A 10-point game. You called it, Coach Ryan. 2:50 to go here in the third. If you can get it to 10, it just feels more manageable and still a lot of game left to be played here.
Unitego sped him up, which it's so funny. This is the biggest frustration as a coach. You're a team that presses. You press every day. Then a team presses you and you throw it all over the gym, right?
Yeah.
Is it, whether it's high school, JV, college, it doesn't matter. It's just a thing that happens in basketball. So that's what Delhi is experiencing at this moment.
Some of that youth may be showing through here for the Bulldogs.
They should never be shooting quick shots.
Harley Bertzel with a foul at midcourt as Tyler Apps tried to turn the corner on her. And so Delhi will get the ball right in front of the Unitego bench in the backcourt. Two fouls on Bertzel so far.
Make Unitego defend, right? Don't bail them out with a quick shot.
They go to Vrendenberg, right side. Vrendenberg closely guarded here by Harley Bertzel. Cheshire, left side of the floor now. Back to Tyler Apps. Can she save it? Yes, up near midcourt, then lost control of it. Going to be Delhi ball here as the Zebra crew makes the call. Right at midcourt, 12 on the shot clock here. Delhi girls leading Unitego 35-25, but they did lead 33-11 at the break.
Don't bail out with a foul here.
Vrendenberg back to Apps, 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to force it up. Finds Cheshire, pump fake, steps in, long 2, got it.
What a shot. What a backbreaker there.
They play the whole possession and just can't quite get the stop as Cheshire makes that, making it 37-25.
Great shot making.
Bailey McCoy leaving it for Harley Bertzel. Into the paint, the jumper for Harley. No, off the front of the rim. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. It's blocked. Kraft with a rebound. Up off the glass. It's good for Lizzie, and she's on a mission. She's up to 12 points. 37-27. Vrendenberg through the defense. Scores in transition, much like the first half again.
If you're going to pressure, you certainly can't give up layups in 5 seconds.
39-27. Delhi looks like maybe they're settling back in here. Can Tego continue to chip away with a minute and a half to go in the third? Madison Bertzel inside for Kraft at the high post. Lizzie pulls it back out. Great backdoor pass. Finds Ivy Tice for the finish. Great pass, good finish.
Great catch.
Makes it 39-29. Bertzel tries to get a steal far side, but it just gets to Vrendenberg in time. Vrendenberg finds Cheshire. Now to Danielle Innes at the high post. Her jumper is too strong. Gets her own rebound, but lost it to Bailey McCoy. McCoy in transition. Slows it down, puts the brakes on. Finds Madison Bertzel left side. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi leading 39-29. Harley Bertzel, pass to the interior for Kraft. Back out. Bertzel loads up a three. No, too strong. Rebound to Delhi. Tyler Apps in transition. It bounced off the leg of McCoy, and now we got a whistle at midcourt and a foul on Delhi on a broken play.
Lucky foul for Delhi there. There was a two-pointer for Lizzie Kraft.
Yeah, that was tough. And Apps, too, had a good look in transition, but it bounced off the leg there of McCoy.
That last possession was a really good one. Feed Lizzie, field the double, kick out for a good three. Didn't go in, but that's a good possession.
They go to Ivy Tice on the baseline left side. Back out Madison Bertzel. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Into the corner now for Lizzie Kraft. Somehow tiptoeing along the baseline. She scores but did step out, and it goes back to Delhi. Lizzie doing everything she can, much like she did last weekend when I saw Unitego play Whitesboro. She just kind of at times tried to take over the game and did a great job, but they came up 4 points short against Whitesboro. Delhi with the ball at midcourt. Apps lost it there. Gets it to Kylie Cheshire, and they get over midcourt. Now back to Apps. 13 seconds left here. Shot clock is off. Vrendenberg, crossover into the defense. Gets tied up. Back out Apps. Jumper, good. And Tyler's up for 10 points now. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Bertzel with a heave, but it's short. Three quarters in the books. It's Delhi 41, Unitego 29. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. Don't turn that dial here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 41-29 is the score here. Delhi girls leading Unitego. Great third quarter there by Unitego to chip away at it. Delhi a couple of buckets late in the third to protect the lead, but this should be a whale of a fourth quarter here.
Yeah, Delhi steadied the ship. So it didn't quite hit that 10-point mark, but a 12-point game, you can live with that.
Nate Lull joined here tonight by SUNY Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach Ryan Mahana. Glad to have him along. We'll take you the rest of the way. Left side, Cheshire goes inside for seventh grader Danielle Innes, finds Verspoor. Her jumper is short. Ivy Tice, a big rebound there for Unitego. The ninth grader ripping down the board. Ahead for McCoy. Gets around a screen there. Nicely set, but the pass down low is intercepted by Delhi, but they throw it away, and Unitego takes it back. A little crazy stretch there, and the Spartans will settle it down. They go to Harley Burtzel straight away. 20 on the shot clock. Unitego going right to left. They're in the green with the white trim. Kraft on the interior. Jumper left it a little short. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with the Spartans, though. Last touch by D.A. Good look. Just wouldn't go down for Lizzie. Stay tuned on Saturday as we'll have Unitego girls at Sydney. As long as that snowstorm stays away, that should be another huge division game. All right, another timeout. We'll step away. Early fourth quarter. Delhi 41, Unitego 29 on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Unitego with the ball on the baseline. They'll work it in now. Madison Burtzel straight away. Looking to wheel one back to the interior. They find Harley Burtzel, steps through and scores on the left-handed layup. Harley Burtzel with nine. Makes it 41-31 with 7 minutes to go. Kylie Cheshire takes it through the teeth of the defense. Missed the layup, did everything but finish there. Apps with great hands on defense, almost stole it back. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Unitego.
The Unitego stat crew loved that at the end of the bench.
Yeah, the stat crew there. Young Finn over there doing some stats.
Can't imagine what those stats
are. Oh, my gosh. If you know Harley's younger sister, Finn, one of a kind. She'll be great in the future out here for the green and white. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-31. And here is Bailey McCoy. Slipped a little bit. Shot clock's at 5. I don't know if they're aware. They go down low. Ivy Tice threw it away. Tried to get it to Kraft. And here comes Tyler Apps. Coast to coast. Stops, pops for a little 10-footer. Too strong, too much mustard on that, and a rebound for Tego.
Those are quick shots, really quick shots. Those are tough pull-up jumpers. You got a lead. Clock's your friend.
Harley Burtzel with a pass to the interior. Unitego wanted a kick. They won't get it. A turnover back to D.A. with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Delhi leading 41-31. Back out for Vrendenberg at the top of the key. Tough finish in the paint. Couldn't get it to go, though. Looks like it was maybe going to go down for a second, but Unitego scoops up the loose change. Here's McCoy up off the glass. Tough finish there for Bailey. Knocks it in.
That was a Euro step finish, but it looked like a travel. But we'll take it.
We'll take it. 41-33 with 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi trying to hang on. Bulldogs with the ball. They go left side for Tyler Epps. Now to Danielle Innes. The seventh grader inside. Too strong off the rim. And a rebound for Madison Bertzel in the land of the tree.
Got to be a kick out there, right?
Yeah, didn't need that one. Tego trying to set it up. They throw it back towards midcourt. Bertzel tries to save it, but no, it's an over and back.
Man, you're trying to make a comeback. Those possessions are kill you.
Yeah, giving away some prime possessions here. And Delhi will get it back. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight as well online, WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU. It's a free download as well on our game audio archive, all courtesy of SFCU. A big thanks to them. Tyler Epps, left side. Now to Vrendenberg. Vrendenberg only with 2 points here in the second half. Hampered a little bit with a sore ankle, it looks like. Vrendenberg finding Danielle Innes on the baseline. Hits it. And she's got 4 points, but her presence has been felt all over the court. It's 43-33 with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tego desperately trying to work their way back in a MAC division game. Ball was deflected there, and we'll have a kick and a dead ball.
Jordan Tego showing some five out offensively, you know, trying to spread them out, get attacks to the rim. They still have to be patient, right? Again, there's no 10-pointers. Still got to get a good one.
Bailey McCoy will work it in. Harley Bertzel, a fadeaway three, left corner, no. Vrendenberg, a rebound on the far side. Outlet pass now to Danielle. Home run ball ahead for Kylie Cheshire, and it just bounced off of her hand. She couldn't quite catch it. Tego will come away. McCoy with possession finds Madison Bertzel, a long two, splash, she got it. Maddie's come up with a bunch of those long twos here tonight.
Yeah, she's got the groove from 18 feet.
43-35, Tego is back in this game with 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Vrendenberg, left side, looking for some options. Back to Tyler Epps, straight away three, a little short. Rebound is scooped up here by Danielle, kicks one back out. Vrendenberg, now to Kylie Cheshire, pump fakes. Tyler straight away off the pass. Pull-up jumper short. Danielle Innes the rebound. Cannot get it from a tough angle. And another big rebound for Madison Bertzel.
Big possession here. Can you get it to five? Can you get it to six?
3:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Unitigo with the ball. Down at the far end of the court in front of their own bench. They go to Lizzie. Left low block and a foul. And she got bodied up there by Verspore. Well, we said it was going to be a heck of a game, and it's turning out to be that way, even though Delhi led 33-11 at the half.
Wow, it's the first team foul of the quarter. I was like, do they have the team fouls up?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's been a pretty clean fourth quarter here.
I was just about to ask you what the team foul situation was.
They try to go inside again for Lizzie, and this time she's fouled again on the interior, this time by Rebecca Verspore, previously by Victoria. And so on the baseline, McCoy will do the inbounding with 3.5 to go. Delhi leading 43-35. Did Unitigo dig themselves too much of a hole, or can they come back out of it? Pass from Kraft to Madison Bertzel. No, gets her own rebound. Second chance, also won't go. Somehow Tego with another rebound. They pull it down fresh. Shot clock to work with. Kraft setting a screen. Little give and go. Good look back to Lizzie. Finishes. 14 for Lizzie. And it's 43-37 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And did someone step out on that far side?
No, a foul.
Foul, okay. Foul on that far side.
Yeah, hip check.
I almost thought Coach Bruce called a timeout.
I think it was on Bertzel.
All right, so we do have a timeout here now with 3:05 to go. Fourth quarter, we'll step away for 30 seconds. It's 43-37. Delhi girls clinging to this lead over Unitigo. We'll be back.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:05 to go here, third quarter. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you here. 43-37 our score. Delhi girls hanging on here against Unitigo. Had a big lead at the half, but kudos to Unitigo. They have chipped their way back in this game, but is it too little too late? We'll find out soon. Both these teams fighting hard in the division. It doesn't get any easier for Unitigo as they have to play at Sydney at 3:30 on Saturday. Sydney playing Walton Downsville tonight, so we'll get a check on that game as well. Looks like Sydney was ahead by about 9 at the half over Walton Downsville. I'm sure the Ava versus Grace battle tonight was fun to watch. I need a clone so I could go to a couple games every night. All right, here we go. Delhi with the ball in front of their own bench on their end of the floor. And they'll work it in to Danielle Innist. And now back to Tyler Apps. And to the near side here for Lexi Davis. Delhi working a little clock. They go to Natalie Vredenburg. Down low, tried to feed it back to verse 4, didn't need it, but somehow they get it back to Apps. Pull-up jumper for her, too strong. Rebound chased down by Lexi Davis. And Delhi chewing up some time here. We're down to 2:40 left. And a fresh shot clock to work with. They go to Vredenburg in front of her own bench. Again now to Danielle in the left corner. Back to Tyler Apps and a traveling violation here on DA.
That's tough. I was just about to say, you know, Unitigo can't give up offensive rebounds. If you have to get a stop and get a shot here. I mean, they have to have quality possessions here with 2.5 minutes left.
Huge possession for Unitigo with 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Left side now for Bailey McCoy. McCoy back to Kraft. Steps in for a long two. Lizzie says, give me that. Hits it from the left elbow.
Can't do anything about that.
16 now for Lizzie Kraft, and it's 43-39 with lots of time left with 2:10 to go. Back out to Vredenburg. This has turned into the game we thought it would be. Vredenburg, left side, finding Lexi Davis. A long two, yes, splash for Lexi.
Right back.
And she's got 5 points. It's 45-39. Some of the younger players stepping up for the Bulldogs. Chance of defense from the Delhi fans with a 1:45 to go. They're missing that student section tonight. They're usually loud and rowdy here. Unitigo trying to force it to the interior, stolen away by the Bulldogs. That was Danielle Innist coming up with the loose ball. Minute 35 to go here in the fourth. Vredenburg has it up near midcourt in the Bulldogs logo. Now to Tyler Apps. Looking for it here. Pulls one back out. Left side. Now to Danielle Innist to the interior, and a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Bruce. All right, we're going to step away for 30 seconds with a minute 18 to go in the fourth. Delhi girls leading Unitigo 45-39 on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 45-39. Delhi girls leading Unitigo. And so Tyler Apps will have the ball in front of her own bench here for DA.
She's got to get one up on the rim here. You don't want to turn it over.
DA looking to get it in. She's got to hurry. It's kicked. 11 on the shot clock. They'll come back and do it again. This time they're going to switch. And Danielle Innist will do the inbounding here. A lot of trust in your 7th grader late in this game. She's been on the floor the whole night tonight.
Plus someone with size.
Danielle looking for options here. Does get it into Verspoor. Now back to Vredenburg. Shot clock down to 10 now after a little reset. 1:10 to go here, 4th quarter. Tyler Apps, far side now for Danielle Innist. On the baseline, gets tripped up by Ivy Tice. That's tough.
That is tough.
Danielle tried to make a move for the baseline. They kind of went, you know, hip to hip there.
Now you have to foul. I'm sorry, you just do. You have to get closer to the bonus. It's a 6-point game. They can pretty much just hold it for 30 seconds if they want.
And so Delhi
like
will
right
get
away.
It in. They go to Danielle Innist now to the right side of the floor for Tyler Apps. looking for some options. She's dribbled into a tough area here with a double team, and Coach Bruce is going to call a timeout with 52 seconds left. Boy, he's lucky he's got some of these in the bag here. We'll keep it right here, Ryan, with the score 45-39, but is that just youth showing its head there?
They did a great job because, you know, I think they were probably expecting a foul, and sometimes in that situation you could turn it over. The lead being 6 is pretty strong with 52 seconds left, right? Plus 17 seconds on the shot clock. They just can't bail them out with a foul on a shooter or something, but go for a steal quickly. But if you don't, you have to start fouling because the problem is you're not close to the bonus, so when you do need to foul, then it's the fouling brigade.
Yeah, they're going to need to pick up. They need 3 more fouls to get to that magic 5 number.
You'll go for that quick steal, sure, but you can't let 8 seconds go off the game clock.
Right. Point. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Unitigo decides to attack them. And Coach Bruce is down on his hands and knees with the whiteboard drawing this up here. I'm surprised. When he stands back up, we'll have to see. Usually the tie is gone about 30 seconds into the game. I feel like it's survived here tonight, but he's definitely going to art class here on that whiteboard.
I would be drawing up something to get it in safe in a safe place and be prepared for a trap. So you have somebody in the middle of the floor. You have somebody, you use your inbounder.
We'll see what he draws up here. Yeah, but I think the tie has survived. Well, yeah, it's about half off here.
I was going to say, it's halfway down. It's like a bolo tie at this point.
And so he will have Lexi Davis do the inbounding here for DA in front of her own bench. Looking to get it in, trying to get it to Apps. They go to Danielle Ennis. They do get it in safely. Back out, Brendan Berg wisely doesn't pull the trigger. And here's those magic 8 seconds that Ryan is talking about. Unitigo is still not fouled. Brendan Berg dribbles out of trouble. And they go to Lexi Davis on the far side. Still no foul. 3 on the shot clock. Brendan Berg, a moon ball 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound Unitigo. Too much time gone, though. 30 seconds left. Back off to Harley Bertzel. 45-39. Not enough urgency here from Tigo. 23 seconds left. Bertzel off a screen. Takes it to the interior. Trying to find Kraft out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo, but only 17 seconds left.
If you're Delhi here, don't touch anyone. Don't do anything. Make them work a little bit, but...
Victoria Verspoor comes back in, replacing Rebecca Verspoor.
No threes, no and ones.
Looks like Unitigo wants to take a timeout here with 17 seconds left. We will step away this time for 30 seconds with our score. Delhi girls leading 45-39, trying to hang on here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Let's set the scene for you here at Delaware Academy. 17 seconds left. Delhi girls hanging tough, leading 45-39 in a key division game here over Unitigo. Unitigo will have the ball. Do you feel like you're in we need a three now territory?
No, but you have to get it at a 2 within the first 2 seconds of possession, meaning run something to get Lizzie to the front of the rim, go straight up quick. Maybe she gets an and one, but you can't take any longer than that. Once it gets past that, you got to get a 3 up on the rim.
Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. I'm joined by SUNY Morrisville Women's Assistant Basketball Coach Ryan Mahana. Jim Tomeo's back in our Sydney Main Street studios, and here we go.
If I were Delhi, I would have all 5 people in the base.
And it looks like they do. Trying to just jam it up in there. Unitigo will get it in. They go to Harley Bertzel, 15 seconds. They go to Lizzie. Lizzie wants a 3 from straight away and left it short, out of bounds, and now it's going to Delhi. Boy, it looked like it was online, but just came up short there. And a timeout will be taken by Delhi. Let's keep it here. 10 seconds left.
So there's 10 seconds left. The score is identical to the last timeout, which was 52 seconds left.
We had the one that was 18, but before that, yes,
right,
52.
We talked about the foul situation,
yep.
And here we are. Still the same 6-point game. There's only 2 team fouls, and there's 10 seconds left. You know, it's a pretty tall task.
That's a tall
just
task.
Just to get the fouls in, it's going to take 4 seconds.
Yeah, tough spot to be in after a great comeback here by Unitico. They just dug themselves so much of a hole. Certainly a tough one to come back, especially on the road here.
You could make the argument that strategically you should start following earlier and start getting some kids to the line who haven't shot free throws in an hour and a half.
That's a great point.
There hasn't been a ton of free throws in this game. Some of these younger players, right? Make a free throw.
Unitico back out on the floor. Coach Bruce again using every last second of this timeout. And he loves to do that. But he's got the proven track record of success. Both these coaches do. I mean, Coach Z, over 600 wins in his career. And Coach Bruce, of course, the state championship in 2018. And you wonder, I mean, his kids are out of school, obviously. Logan Bruce was on that 2018 team, hit the shot to send it to overtime in the state finals at the buzzer. How many more years does he want to do this? But with this young crew coming, you know, he's still a young coach.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't give it up now.
Delhi is looking to get it in, and it was taken away by Unitico. Bertzel, it hit off of her leg, and then she grabbed it. We got a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it, I believe, to Tego. 9 seconds left. And so Unitico will have a chance here, but clock is really against them. McCoy will get it in to Madison Bertzel across midcourt. Into the corner for Harley Bertzel for three. It's too strong. 3 seconds left. Bounces out. Bertzel along two. The two is going to count for Madison Bertzel at the buzzer, but it's too little too late. Our final score is 45-41. Delhi hangs on here, Coach. Wow.
I'm really happy it got competitive in the second half there. I think what we talked about at halftime about Delhi being young, they were going to be ready for that next wave defensively. But they held on. They held on. It's a good thing they made some shots early because they certainly didn't make them late. They scored 33, what was my math there, 9
yeah.
second half points?
That's
or no,
tough.
9, 13 second half points.
Yeah.
Held on. So they should be proud of their effort. Hopefully there's some positive momentum for Unitico, honestly, because they did show fight. They did show competitiveness. The stuff we talked about at halftime, with, like, that part's on them. And, they don't let these few losses in a row linger too bad.
Brendan Berg only 2 points in the second half, but she ends up with 19. And we'll hope that ankle is okay, too, as she was walking around pretty gingerly there in the second half. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the post-game show, hand out our three awards, give you the scoring breakdown. Final score, 45-41. Delhi girls defeat Unitico, a key MAC win here tonight on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you here as the Delhi girls hang on for a 45-41 win over Unitico. Let's go through the final scoring summary. First for DA, Game high, 19 points for Natalie Vredenburg. She had 17 in the first half and had a great showing. 10 for Tyler Apps, and then we had 5 for Lexi Davis, 5 for Kylie Cheshire, 2 for Victoria Verspor, and 4 for the 7th grader, Danielle Innes. On the other side for Unitigo, a team high 16 for Lizzie Kraft, 9 for Harley Bertzel, 8 for Madison Bertzel, 4 for Caitlin Henn, 2 apiece for Bailey McCoy and Ivy Tice. So let's get into our 3 awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Let's go with Natalie Vredenburg here tonight. 19 really was the catalyst of that offensive explosion in the first half and just had a nice night. Was hampered by the ankle in the second, but still a great night.
She didn't have the burst in the second half, so she wasn't getting the runouts. She wasn't getting the blow-bys. She didn't turn it over, though. She didn't force it. Sometimes when you see players have a hot half, they start thinking, oh, I'm about to have 40, you know,
right.
And they start making bad decisions. She didn't. She stayed within herself, and I think she got them when they needed them, right?
She certainly did. She certainly did. This guy trying to touch the rim down here.
Yeah, full Tim's. Full work boots.
Looks like a farmer. He plays Morrisville football, just to let you know.
Oh, really?
You might see him around campus.
Oh, great. Yeah, he can't get the rim. That's tough for an old lineman.
Next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and I don't think I've been this sure about this award for a long time. Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. Tyler Apps, is there any question? The motor that she had, the defense on Bailey McCoy, she was great tonight.
No, there is no question. We certainly didn't need to have a discussion.
No.
We talked about it the entire time. I honestly wish some of my college players were here with me watching her. Seriously.
Wow.
Just because it's clear that she has dedicated herself to being in elite condition. And she's young, and, you know, offensively she's still rounding out her game because she's, I don't know, how 14 or
yeah,
15,
right.
I don't even know. But clearly driven to be not outworked. And sometimes kids can do that kind of defensive face guard effort who are more like role player kids, right? They can go out and just spend all their energy on the defensive end because offensively they're not really asked to do much. It's not the case with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, handled the ball, they got pressured a lot in the second half to go with that defense, that makes it even more impressive.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Lizzie Kraft, let's give her the all-purpose 16 tonight. Kind of put Tego on her back at times here when they needed a bucket and got it done. Lizzie has another Lizzie type of night. And I'm sure it was a double-double, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of opportunities for her to probably put up a few more shots at the rim, where she's being unselfish, which is great, but you're not trying to make a comeback. You know, you want your best player to get some shots on the rim. She certainly doesn't stop playing hard, right?
No.
And it was a tough start, and it didn't stop her from coming out in the second half and just keep pushing.
Well, a great game. You know, first half, all Delhi, second half, Unitigo claws their way back in, and turned out to be a great game to have here on the radio. So, Coach Ryan, thanks for coming, and glad to have you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Then we will hopefully see you again down the road for another radio game. If you're looking for another radio game this week, on Saturday, we will have the Unitigo girls at Sydney for a 3:30 tip. Butler Auto pregame show right around 3:15. So, again, our final score here tonight, 45-41. Delhi girls hold off Unitigo. And also, I can't forget a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our producer, back in Sydney. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Lull. Delhi girls, hang on against Unitigo 45-41. Have a great night. We'll see you next time on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.